Thank you for joining me for episode 6, The Hierarchy of Hazard Controls, brought to you by the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast. My name is Dr. David Ayers, and let's get started. So when we look at the hierarchy of hazard control, anything we can do to have somebody not wear personal protective equipment is always going to be a better option than wearing personal protective equipment. Humans are flawed. They forget to put it on. They don't inspect it properly. They don't take care of it. Not that people are evil and wrong and mean. We're just humans. We're just flawed creatures. So anything that we can do to make sure that they don't have to wear PPE is really going to be better for the entire workforce out there. But let's look at from the if you look at the graphic on the slide, it's going to have your typical upside down, that pyramid shape. It's going to have 5 levels. I have seen a couple of models out there that have 6, but in today's episode, we'll just use this one that has 5 here then. So we're going to go from the most effective to the least effective then. So the first one, we're going to physically eliminate the hazard. So the first one is going to be elimination. So the hazard is just gone. We've come up with a way that we can operate without the hazard. The next effective way is we're going to find some form of a substitution for it. So we're going to replace the hazard. And maybe in this case, we could look at a toxic chemical. We found one that's less toxic and does the same thing. Possibly it's inert and does the same thing. So we've substituted the hazard out there. The third one is going to be the one that we're all really familiar with, which is going to be the engineering controls. This is where we isolate the workers from the hazard. And engineering controls come in the form of things like barriers. If you're going to have a light curtain, think about machine guarding. There's just a lot of ways to physically isolate the workers from the hazard. Oh, we think about like anything like a HVAC piece of equipment. It's going to have the skins on it, so you're physically keeping people from getting hands and moving parts and different things. So we've created a engineering control, so we're isolating the workers. So we're engineering the hazard out so that we're not dependent on the flawed humans out there. Admin controls is going to be the next level down. This is better than PPE, but I'm still not a fan of admin controls because we're basically saying, oh, we're going to use stickers and warnings and maybe some flashing lights and some SOPs and training and all that. And whereas that's better than nothing, of course, that also means it's still very human-based, you know. And then finally, when we look at the least effective out there, we have personal protective equipment. So think about your hard hats and your gloves and steel-toe boots and all that kind of stuff then. I like to only use that personal protective equipment when I've gone through all of the other 4 steps. And I've done everything I possibly can because not only are people flawed and everything else, you're really just torturing people because it almost never really fits right and snug. It's hot, it's uncomfortable. Sometimes when you're wearing the glasses, they tend to fog up. And so people say, "What? But now I can't do my work because I can't see my work to do my work." So it comes with a whole series of other issues to worry about. If you engineer out the hazard, possibly you don't have to look at things like respiratory protection and going through the physicals and going through all that stuff. If you're thinking about noise, if you can engineer out the noise and get it down to under 85, you don't have to worry about all the hearing protection and the audiograms and all the other thing that goes along with all this. And what it really boils down to is before you buy something, if you have this option, sometimes companies do not involve the safety person and you're stuck with what you're stuck with. But review the documentation and look at what the vendor can do right from the get-go when giving you something. And if not, there's always retrofit stuff that you can do. It's a whole lot harder because now it's already bought. It's already sitting at your place. People want to hurry up and use it as opposed to It's over at the vendor's factory. It's being made, and so we're going to ask them to put on things like foam on the pedestals. So that's going to help to dampen out the noise and vibration and things. So anything that you can do to get your hands on those manuals and blueprints and everything to really sit down and understand the hazards, it'll help you out. And that's it for today's short episode 6, The Hierarchy of Hazard Controls. Thank you so much for joining me, and look for more from the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast.